This is The World. I'm Marco Werman at the San Ysidro border crossing. Let's go one more time to Tijuana, Mexico. The reason I've come back for one more hit of life in Tijuana is this music. This is the creation of Roberto Mendoza. We met some 15 years ago when he was part of the Nortec Collective. Nortec as in Norteño, the music of northern Mexico, and techno. So, Roberto, good to see you again. Just remind us what the original impulse of the whole Nortec Collective was.
Well, we all were like these kids, like DJs, and being much into electronic music. And we came to a point where we wanted to make something unique and something of our own. And we just looked elsewhere and saw, like, different geographical places where they have their unique sound. And you look at Germany, where electronic music came from. They have, like, this minimal techno that's very, very minimal but with melody, and you know that it came from there. Or you look to England and to the ghettos of London, you know about drum and bass. And you look to even to Brazil, and you know, like, baile funk and all those things. And then we always had this music that it was like the Norteño and the banda that we had heard the whole time. It was just like put it all together, and that's what we did with the North Collective.
So why here in Tijuana? Was it the presence of high-tech factories and the traditional life here that made this fusion more evident to you?
You know what? Tijuana has had a great musical history because, like, the first punk bands from Latin America were from Tijuana. The first, like, blues Spanish-speaking bands in Latin America and Spain were from Tijuana. And this is because of the influence of the United States, of course. So electronic music was the same thing. We have this electronic music influence from radio stations in San Diego. And I think that was part of the thing that got us on board to make what we were doing.
Tell us where we are right now. There's a very little artistic, old building with many different shops and galleries and boutiques. What's happening here?
When I look for a place that we could see, like, the old Tijuana and the new Tijuana, there was no thinking real, because Pasaje Rodriguez is, like, the place where you can see, like, the new generation taking over the city.
And that's where we are now.
And that's where we are right now. And this is interesting because Avenida Revolución, the one outside,
that's the main drag of Tijuana,
for ages has been like the tourist spot where you get all the kids from San Diego to have in and drink and whatever. But when the big cartels began their fight with the police here, everyone just fled. And there was a big campaign in California to not come to Tijuana. So Tijuana began to fall apart economically, right? But the new generations of Tijuanians began to take over the places that began to be left. And instead of, like, having, like, let's open a bar, they open a small galleria or a small coffee house or a small library. And best of all, it's like there's a big boom of foodies and culinary happening in Tijuana. So that's very important right now. And the microbreweries are, like, blossoming like crazy. So right now I think it's a great moment to be in Tijuana.
Roberto Mendoza, a former member of the Nortec Collective in Tijuana.